All right, so God totally worked on my fear and uncomfortability and getting out of my comfort zone, because that all right there was so out of my comfort zone. So I give all glory to God, because normally I'm like, da-da-da-da. So all glory to God, because he did that. That was him.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
The Lord helped me break my feeling of incompetency. I'm in the process of writing a letter to corporate to help battered women. And the phrase I'm going to use is to help her break her chains so she can help others break their chains. Amen. So I want to thank you for this service.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Anyone else?
God's been helping me trust him a little better and with less anxiety. The more I can see how trustworthy he is, and I can be more confident in myself.
Amen. Awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for what you are doing. Anyone else? Just want to give God the glory for this, because he's the one that's doing this. Thank you, Jesus. I'll come around, Jim. Yes, Lord.
Oh, praise you, Lord. You are so good. You are so wonderful. I've been praying to the, I haven't opened my Bible in like 6 months. I haven't prayed to the Lord. But the last 2 months, and I wanted to write down on that piece of paper, and I didn't, anger. I have anger, not towards the Lord, just towards my circumstances and what my disease has taken from me. Not every second of every day, but I've been giving it to the Lord every second of every day. And the Lord is bringing me back, and all the Lord says is continue in my word. Continue in my word, and that's what I've been doing, continuing in his word. And the things are being released from me. They're just leaving me, second by second, day by day, month by month. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much for loving me, for loving us, and for making this day. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. As Jim was just sharing, just kind of kept hearing the word purpose from the Holy Spirit. So, Lord, we just right now, we just speak over Jim, his purpose that you have established for him when he was in his mother's womb, because your word says you knew us while we were in our mother's womb, and you formed us and you established us. So the purpose that you established him for, Lord God, is being renewed in his mind and in his heart, and he will walk according to that purpose. And you will pour into him physical strength, emotional and mental strength, and spiritual authority and power to accomplish the things that you had given him to accomplish. That, Lord, the locust, as the word says, what the locust has taken, the Lord's going to restore. The locusts have had too much of a feast. We just declare in the name of Jesus, today is the day you begin to get back everything to a greater degree that the enemy tried to steal from you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Is there anybody else? One more? Okay, praise God. Praise God. Well, if you have a testimony, don't call me or text me with it. This belongs to the body to rejoice with you. So please, come next week then and share it if the Lord does something throughout the week based on what he did today. Come share it to the body, because the body needs to rejoice and just celebrate what God is doing with you. That's what we're all about. Amen? Amen. Right now I want to ask if you would stand with me. We're going to give God glory for his word. Children are free to go to children's church. Father, we thank you for your word. that is alive and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit. Thank you that all scriptures God breathed and inspired, useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in your righteousness. Amen. You may be seated. Just listening to the Holy Spirit right now, because he's changing things up. For those that are visitors here, one of our core values is when Christ walks in the door, nothing else matters. There's nothing more important for me that I could say or do or anyone else than when Jesus is speaking and he's moving and touching. So no matter what's on the bulletin, the Holy Spirit is moving in a way. We're going to flow with him. And even though I have a message prepared for today, I feel like he wants to do something else for the next few minutes. And it's Ephesians 4:7. If you would at least put that verse up. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. Grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. A lot of times we think of the word grace and we only limit it to forgiveness. But see, the gifts of the Holy Spirit are known as gifts of grace, as grace gifts. So it's more than I forgive you for your sin. It's not only do I forgive you, there's a whole package deal that comes with it. Comes with my grace. And the word also says, when you're faithful with a little, God will give you more. Which basically says, as I'm able to handle more, God will give me more, but he's not going to give me more than what I can handle in his spirit. Word of God also says there's no temptation that comes against you that you can't overcome. God won't give you more than you can bear. Well, don't make the mistake that you're bearing it on your own strength. It's more than you can bear in his strength, with him in you. So this is part of that package deal that comes with his grace. So God wants to pour a lot out onto us today. He wants to give us so much. And one of the things that he spoke into our hearts about this morning, there were two major things that I'm going to share with you. One that's been resonating with me since yesterday is my wife spoke this out and it just stuck with me. If we only do what we can do, what do we need God for? Okay, many of us have heard that before, but there's a deeper level to this. If I only perform, if I only speak, if I only place myself in the environment that I can handle, in a situation I can handle, what do I need him for? What he wants to do is give us authority in new areas in our lives, in him, to take new ground. See, as Christians, are we maintainers or are we advancers of his kingdom? To maintain the ground means I am playing defense most of the time, just holding what I have. Yeah. The kingdom of God says, go into the world and make disciples. Go into the world and do this. Go heal the sick, cast out demons, raise the dead, preach the gospel. Go take new ground. Don't just sit comfortably in the ground you already have. And that's what I believe God wants us to do. And his word says here, he's given us grace according to the measure of our faith in his gift. In his gift. So today I really believe God wants to give each one of us something to take us to the next level. See, the second thing is, we talked about breaking chains, and Tracy touched on it. The Lord gave me a vision this morning as we were praying. And what I saw was a really thick chain, almost one of those metal chains you'd see in a science fiction movies, you know, like where a giant or like a Hercules would be just pulling and the chain is like this thick. But what I saw in the vision God gave me is it was just melting. It was burning up so hot that the chain was melting. It wasn't just breaking and remnants are there to look at. It was being completely disseminated. And the Lord said, it's what I want to do, not just break strongholds in your life, your fears, your insecurities, or the things you have doubt in, things you are afraid to step into, but I want to purify your heart in those areas so that will not be, there will be no longer a void for that fear to come back, for there'll be no room. So right now, what is God speaking to each one of us about? You've put things up here that you've prayed, that you've declared, these things are cut. We've heard testimonies. But now we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to not just break them, but to purify the place they used to hold in our hearts and to give us the grace gift he needs, we need right now, and he wants to give us to the measure of our faith right now. So first, I want to, if you just bow your heads with me and just put your hands out like this, like you're ready to receive, because that's what God wants to do. One of the gifts of the Holy Spirit is supernatural faith. So Holy Spirit, we're asking right now, as we begin to step into this new place you're taking us to, that supernatural faith for everyone in this room. We pray for that right now. That supernatural faith that says, yes, I will, even when I don't see what the next step is. Yes, I will, even if I do see the next step and it looks way too big for me. Things I'm looking at and I think I can't handle. We're asking right now, in the name of Jesus, for that supernatural faith. Holy Spirit, you are faithful. You are faithful. Just come. Just come. Move right now. Holy Spirit, just come. Move right now. Move right now. Just minister to us right now. Just stay in that position and receive. And we're just listening to the Holy Spirit right now. Just listening. What I'm hearing him saying right now to some of us in this room is, I'm hearing the words, I'm raising you up. You can fill in the blank to what he's speaking to you about, but I keep hearing and seeing the words, I am raising you up. So if that's you today, press into that and just get to that place. Say, yes, Lord, I accept. I accept to be raised. I'm also hearing right now that he's saying to some of us, I'm challenging you to go further. You've gotten complacent, so take my challenge to go further. I'm not being specific because this is something specific to you. Mm-hmm. I'm also hearing that someone here, maybe more than one, is saying, Lord, is crying out to him, saying, Lord, give me more faith. I'm struggling with faith. Give me more faith. He wants you to know he's faithful to answer right now. So we just release that right now to you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. More faith. Yes, Lord. I feel like God's given somebody a prophetic word for the body right now.
I believe that God wants to let a lot of us know that the call that he has on your life is not void just because you got derailed along the way. I feel like there's a specific pastors in the room. There's preachers in the room. I feel like there's evangelists in the room. There's people with such a high call of God. You have a very high call of God on your life. God says it's time to walk in it now. There are prophets in the house. You need to open your mouth wide when the Lord fills it. This is a safe place to be equipped.
If God has given you a specific word to edify the body, because in the Bible, when we're given a prophetic word, it's to build the body up. So if he's given you a word for today to build the body, would you just raise your hand?
When we were worshiping and we were told to bring up the paper, some of us sat in the seat and said, well, Lord, I feel like in this season, I don't have anything to write down on a piece of paper. And what he's telling you is there are seasons that are smooth. And when we're in a smooth season, it's to be there for our brothers and sisters to build them up. So the reason for this is there is no condemnation. Don't sit here and feel like because you didn't write anything down that there's something wrong with me. There's nothing wrong with you. Mm-hmm. You're in the right place. When we come into four walls together as a body, it's to worship and pray and edify one another for one purpose, to go out there to the world. While we were worshiping, and this is the part I really need to say, while we were worshiping, God gave me a picture of the chains. And as the chains were falling, there was a lock on every chain. Jesus, when he went down, he took the keys and gave them to us. Amen. So anytime the enemy comes to you, you have to remember you have the key to not even allow that chain, first of all, to be put on you. But if by chance it does try to lock, remember, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You take that key by faith and you remind the enemy you are off limits. I am a child of the King. You will not lock this. The Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, God will raise a standard against that. Amen. God does it for us. That's grace. Amen. That's love. But we are at a point, family, it is one step at a time, and we cannot move unless we are directly behind the Father, listening with our spiritual ear and watching with our spiritual eye for every step He wants us to take. Because we are in a season, every step is important. Mm-hmm. Every step. Amen. From us going to ShopRite, and the Lord says, I just want you to give her a hug and tell her how beautiful she looks. Mm. It's not our responsibility what happens next. That's a seed planted. The next person may go to her and begin to minister to that woman or that man that needs the Lord. Amen. That's where God wants us.
Amen.
In that sweet seasonal timing with Him. Amen. Hearing Him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hearing Him. But the next time the enemy tries to come at you, you remind him who he has not. That gentleman, your purpose is mighty. Is mighty. Because for the enemy to come and attack you as hard as he's attacking you, you have such great purpose. Amen. Again, your faith, he's given us this small mustard seed of faith. But when you look at a mustard seed, when that falls to the soil, it permeates so fast and becomes this mass field of mustard seed. Amen. That's how great our faith is.
Thank you, Lord.
When we're in submission to the King.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. If you come from a church where you're used to one person sharing, one of our core values here is the body ministering to the body. And when God moves in such a way, we do allow the body to minister to the body this way. Because we're all called to be priests in His kingdom. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Some of us, the things we needed freedom from, we know came down our family line, that we might recognize it in our parents, siblings, grandparents, and maybe way back, we don't know how long. And the Lord, I was reflecting on that, and the Lord was, this is what He wants you to know. Because things that come down the family line, maybe through our ethnicities, physical things, sometimes you got to take the good with the bad, but not the sin.
Amen.
Not the bondage of sin that comes down the family line. That the Lord can break, that the Lord broke. Don't worry about that. If your mother did it, if your father did it, if your grandfather did it, He is fully able to deliver you from the sin.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I'll just share a real quick testimony. This morning while we were praying for the service at home, many of you know, insecurity has always been a struggle with me. And one of the things my wife asked me through a revelation of the Holy Spirit was your mom insecure? And I said, yeah, she was. She was always afraid and nervous, especially the older she got. She became more anxious, more nervous, more afraid. And that's what we call generational curses, traits and habits that get passed down to different generations. And what I had to do this morning, because we don't want to pass it along to our daughter, to the next generation. So just, Lord, I repent on behalf of the second and third and fourth generation, on behalf of my mom, for opening the door to these things that allowed fear and insecurity in our family line. And we cut it and shut it in the name of Jesus right here, right now, today. And moving forward, we receive your blessing of faith, of courage, of boldness, of confidence, of walking with you in the name of Jesus. So I just want to release that over the body right now. Lord, I just release right now a renewed family line that begins today, that each one of us would just simply say no to what's been happening, whether it's addictions, whether it's insecurity, whether it's a mental illness of any kind or emotional struggles, even poor finance habits. These kind of things. So in the name of Jesus, we stop it today. And just take a moment right now and just repent on behalf of your family line. Say, I'm sorry on behalf of my mom, dad, grandfather, great-grandfather, whoever it might be. And from this day forward, I move in faith. I move in newness. So just take a few seconds and let's just release that blessing right now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I know this day has been very unusual for a lot of us, especially if this is your first time, but when God moves, we're going to move with him. We're not going to hinder him. We're not here to do a nice service. We're here to get into his presence for his purpose. That's the most important thing. And one of the things I would like us to do right now, it's a core value we have because we're a family, and families build each other up as a church. At the end of every service, we get up and we get into groups of threes, two, three, or fours, and just pray for each other based on the things that God did or is doing or you want him to do this morning. So I want to encourage you to stand up with me right now and just prepare. Yes. Yes. Sorry. Sorry. Hold on. You can still stand up. You can stand up and listen.
Okay, so I just felt in my heart that, yes, we broke all these chains, and then we're like, okay, well, we got rid of it. Now what do? We live in his joy, and we need to live in his love, and we need to live in his peace, and we are able to be joyful and, and just not worry about any of that anymore, and we need to fill all that other junk that we had, you know, that we got rid of, fill that up with his joy and his love.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. So if you would just come together with just those around you, and my wife has one more thing.
I'm sorry, I just felt like there was more than one person who's experienced trauma, and so since Jen was healed of that, I made sure with her that it was okay, but if you need a healing from a trauma, something traumatic happened, she's going to release the freedom of the Lord over you, so if you'll come to her, and then Mike's going to give the rest of the direction.
Yeah, you want to stay with her and kind of minister with her? Yeah, so if you just get together with the people around you and just pray for each other as you feel comfortable, and then you are dismissed once your group is done praying. Nobody praying alone. Please invite those around you so you're free to go and pray with one another. And if you are experienced trauma and you want healing, come up, and my wife and Jen are going to pray for you today in Jesus' name.